Today we're going to learn Tmura Daf Kaf Aleph. We're going to start at the Mishnah at the top of Kaf Aleph. Tmurat habachor v'hamaser vladan vlad vladan ad saf haolam hara'elu kebachor uchamaser v'yochlu b'muman lebalehem. The Tmura, the substitution for bachor, for maser behema, their vladot, and all the upcoming offspring, all of these are like bachor maser, which we're going to see some unique halachot about bachor maser in a minute. And you can eat them once they get blemished. The owner's allowed to eat them, meaning you don't sacrifice them. So what is unique about Bechor Maaser that's different from Kodashim, that these are treated like that, not like others? All other Kodashim, the meat of the Kodashim, you can sell them when you want to redeem it. You can sell it in the shuk, and it can be shechted in the shuk, and you can sell it with weights and measures. Chutz min habachor v'amaser. Those can't be sold in the shuk. You can only sell them in your house. And be'omed, as we call it, by estimation. Because since the proceeds don't go to the mikdash, when the proceeds go to the mikdash, we allow it to be treated like chulin, selling it in public, etc., because we want to make sure the mikdash gets the most money. But when it comes to the owner's just going to be able to eat it himself, so then we don't allow all of these. We don't allow it to be treated like chulin. V'yesh lahem pidyon, and they can be redeemed. All other kodashim can be redeemed. Ulit morutehem pidyon, and their substitutions can be redeemed. Chutz min habachor v'amaser. You can't redeem them. Why can't you redeem them? Because you have to wait. Because there is a way to eat them without redeeming them, which is once they get a mum, they can be eaten, and therefore we don't allow them to be redeemed. Shim ba'u t'mimim, as I said, if they're t'mimim, yikrivu. In other words, number one, if they're t'mimim, you have to sacrifice them. You can't do pidyon. And if they're blemished, then they can be eaten with a mum. For their owners can just eat them. They don't even need to do pidyon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma tam shabachor v'amaser yesh lem parnasam im koman ushar kol hakodeshim afa pishon ola behem mum hare elu b'kdushatan. And the reason for this difference is, he explains, that bachor v'amaser can be eaten mim koman. In other words, once they get a mum, you can actually eat them, which is different from all the other kodashim, that even once they have a mum, they're still sanctified. You have to sell them, you know, redeem them, but they still have sanctity to them, whereas bechor maaser don't anymore. Amar Rava Bar Rav Aza. Actually, I think that it should be Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Aza. Ba'u b'maharava, they asked in Eretz Israel, hamatil mum b'tmurat bechor maaser mahu. Since bechor, tmurat bechor maaser aren't sacrificed in the mizbeach, maybe if you were matil mum, you're not allowed to on purpose blemish an animal. But what if you and you get malko for it? But if you blemished an animal that was a tmura of a bechor maaser, since it can't be sacrificed in the mizbeach anyway, maybe you don't get malkot. Mi amrinan kevan de lo kriivan lo mechayev. Do we say that since you don't sacrifice it, you're not chayav? O dilma kevan de kadsho mechayev. Or maybe we say that since they are sanctified, they just can't be brought on the mizbeach, but still you'll be chayav malkot. So Amale Abaye. Abaye says to him, to answer his question, v'tibayelach, why didn't you ask hamatil mum b'tshishal maaser? You didn't ask about, are you allowed to be matil mum in, let's say you counted, you miscounted and you called the ninth one tenth when you were doing maaser behema. You didn't ask about being matil mum there. Why not? Because it was obvious to you. Why was it obvious? Elamayishnat she'i delo kamibayelach, why didn't you ask a question there? Derachmana mi'ate asiri lotzi tshi'achi'i. The pasuk says there asiri yekodesh, that teaches you not the ninth, meaning it's not sanctified, it doesn't get sacrificed. And if it doesn't get sacrificed, you're not going to be matil, right? If you're matil mum, you're not going to get malkot for it. You're not going to get lashes. So since you didn't ask the question there because of the pasuk, well, you could say the exact same thing here. Hachanami rachmana miyatinu. Because it says, lo tifte kodesh heim. You can't redeem them because they're sanctified. What do you see here? Heim krevim ve'ain t'moratan kreva. What do we learn from this heim? They get sacrificed, but their tmura, their substitutions, don't get sacrificed. So you need kalacha by them. If we're going to say then they don't get sacrificed, it's just like the chi'i. And therefore, since the chi'i you didn't ask, because it was obvious to you that Baal Mum doesn't get malkot, then here also not. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ma'ane lahachi. He had a different version, as usual in this masechet. He had a different version of the question answer. Amar Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Aza, ba'u b'ma'arava. Hamatil mum b'tshi'i shama aser mahu. His question dafka was the opposite. He asked specifically about being matil mum, putting a blemish on purpose on the ninth one that you counted accidentally as the tenth. So Amarlei, he answers him back, Abaye, he says, V'tibai lach ha-matil mum b'tumura b'chor maser. You could have likely asked about putting a mum in the tumura of a b'chor maser. Elamai shana tumura b'chor maser dilo. Why don't you ask a question there? Mibai lach derachmana miyatinu. Why don't you ask a question there? Derachmana miyatinu, because it was obvious to you, since the Torah said, Kodeshem, hein krivim be'ein tumura tan kriva. Therefore, it was obvious to you that matil mum wouldn't be chayav malkot. Likewise, you could say the same. So the question is just the question answer or the reverse. Okay, this was imbaut mimin. Then, okay, this is the case where the Mishnah said, if you were to, I think I didn't explain this right when I read the Mishnah. Sorry, let me go back to the beginning. The Mishnah had said, imbaut mimim yikrivu v'im ba'le mumim yochlubu mu'an l'ba'lehen. This is, okay, sorry, I actually forgot to explain this. The Mishnah talked about if they're in Chutz La'aretz, right, then you don't have to bring Bechor Maser from Chutz La'aretz. But then it says, She'imbaut mimim yikrivu. But if you did go to Eretz Yisrael anyway and you brought your Bechor or Maser to Eretz Yisrael, then you would have to sacrifice it. So now the Gemara is going to talk about this and say this contradicts another Mishnah, Mishnah in Chala, or Aminu, Benentukinus he'ala Bechorot mi Bavel velo kiblu mimenu. He brought Bechor from Bavel and they wouldn't allow it to be sacrificed. So now we have a problem. So Amar Rav Chisda lo kasha, Harabi Yishmael, Harabi Akiva. We're going to need to wait a while until we see really where the machloka Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael is. We have a very long brayta that's going to basically take us to the end of the perek, to the end of the daf. So we're going to now say that one Mishnah, our Mishnah matches Rabbi Yishmael. The Mishnah that forbids it matches Rabbi Akiva. And we're going to see in a few minutes, how we see this. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer Shloshad Varim Mishum Shloshah Zkenim. He said the following things in the name of three Zkenim. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Okay, we're going to basically have four different drashot, even though it says three, because the last is going to be given in the name of Achirim. Four different drashot about a pasuk which compares Maaser to Bechor. And the question is going to be, what is the drashah that we're learning from this connection, from this Hekesh? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yachol Ya'ale Adam Maaser Sheni Bezman Hazeh, Yochlenu B'Yerushalayim. You might have thought a person could take Maaser Sheni nowadays and bring it to Yerushalayim, meaning he would, right, that he could eat his Maaser Sheni fruits nowadays. What are we supposed to do with them? We redeem them onto a coin and then we can eat them. But the question is, right, can you eat them without redeeming them? Now, in order to eat them, what do you have to do with Maaser Sheni? You're supposed to bring them to Yerushalayim. So the question is, can you bring it to Yerushalayim nowadays, even without a Bein HaMikdash, and eat them in Yerushalayim instead of redeeming them? So you might have thought you could. And now we're going to say, well, first he's going to suggest logically, maybe you would state no. Bidinhu, why? Bechor ta'un hava'at makom, u'maaser ta'un hava'at makom. Let's learn it out from Bechor. Bechor needs Yerushalayim, Maaser needs Yerushalayim. Ma Bechor no ne'echal ela b'fnei abaye. You can only eat Bechor meat that you sacrifice when the Bein HaMikdash is around. Af maaser ino ne'echal ela b'fnei abaye. Likewise, maaser should not be eaten only b'fnei abaye. So then they say, lo, that's different. Im amarta b'Bechor shaken te'um matan damim v'imurim l'gabei mizbeach. Right, Bechor nowadays you can't eat. You have to wait till it gets a mum, then you can eat it. But you can't eat it without sacrificing. That's because it needs sacrificing. That's why you need a Bein HaMikdash. But you wouldn't tomar b'maaser dilo, but maaser doesn't need Beit HaMikdash, doesn't need sacrificing. So let's try another one. Amar tabikurim tu'unim haba'at makom, u'maaser ta'un haba'at makom. Ma bikurim, okay, let's take bikurim. Those actually don't get sacrificed in the Mizbeach. It's a better example. Ma bikurim eina chalim ala b'fnei abaye. You can only eat them in the Beit HaMikdash. Af maaser eina chal ala b'fnei abaye. So now they say, oh no, you can't learn from there. Why? Because ma'ale bikurim, shekein te'unim hanacha. You need to put them next to the mizbeach, and since there's no longer a mizbeach, you can't do bikurim. Tomar b'maaser delo, but maaser doesn't have that, so maybe really you could eat maaser in Yerushalayim. Talmud lomar, now we're going to learn it from the pasuk. V'achalta lefnei Hashem elokecha maaser degancha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'chorot v'karcha v'tzonecha. Hikishma, notice maaser is in the pasuk and b'chor is there. Hikishma maaser le'b'chor. Ma b'chor eino nechal el b'fnei abayit, af maaser eino nechal el b'fnei abayit. So it's not a logical argument, it's just a drasha from the pasuk. These two things are juxtaposed, we're going to learn one from the other. But now, let's go back to their logical argument they tried to make. Why don't we say, v'lehadir dina v'leite b'me'atzad? Why don't you say that, well, b'chor has something unique that needs matan damim v'imurim ala gabei ha'mizbech. And bikurim needs tunim hanacha, needs hanacha liyad ha'mizbech. But each of those are unique, but each unique one doesn't exist in the other. And often we say, well, then we can learn from the Tzad HaShaveh that they all need bringing two Shalayim. So maybe we would learn from the two of them together, two Maaser. So what are the answer? Amar Ravashi, Mishum Dika Lameimar, Mala Tzad HaShavesha Behen, Sheken Yesh Behem Tzad Mizbech. There is something unique to both of them, which is not true by Maaser, which is they both need something having to do with the Mizbech, and Maaser doesn't, and that's why you couldn't learn that way. Umay Kasavar, now we ask, wait, but what really was Rabbi Yishmael thinking when in the beginning, when it was obvious to him about Bechor that it needs Beit HaMikdash, but it wasn't obvious to him about Maaser Sheni? So, I Kasavar Kedusha Rishonah Kitshah L'Sha'atah V'Kitshah L'Atid Lavo, Lo Shna Bechor V'Lo Shna Maaser. If you say the Kedusha Rishonah from the Beit HaMikdash Rishon was left there forever and it's always Kadosh, well then both of them should be able to be eaten in Yerushalayim. B'nei Hava'an Inhu. Right, they should be both allowed to be brought. And if you're going to say there's no longer Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael once the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, then Bechor, you should also have a question about it. It shouldn't be so obvious. So it should be the same as Maaser Sheni. So what are the answer? Lo olam kasavar kedusha rishona kitshalata velo kitshalati lavo. It really is like the last answer we said. B'hacha b'mayaskinan. So what would be the case then? Kigon shenizrakta Moshe b'chor b'fnei habayit v'charev habayit v'adayim b'saro kayam. Here would be the case of b'chor, where you want to eat the meat of the b'chor, where the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in between the time where you did the dam on the mizbeach, but you didn't yet eat the meat. So now the question is, could you eat the meat? So now we're going to say, Kevan de'i ite ledam, lo bar zrikahu, ate basar yalef midam. We're going to say that since, okay, it talks in the Pesukim, it says, ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesevo, b'chor is, lo tifde kodashem, that was the Pesuk we darshan before, et amam tisrok ala mizbeach, right, you have to pour the dam on mizbeach, let chabam taktir, and then it says in the next Pesuk, u'b'saram yalach, and then you can eat the meat. So they say, since if you had the dam now, after the Chorban, you wouldn't be allowed to be Zorek. Therefore, Ate Basar V'Yalef Midam, we're going to learn from Basar to Dam. V'Ate Maaser V'Yalef Mibachor. And then the question is, right, could you then learn Maaser from Bechor? And that's, so Bechor is more obvious because of its connection to the Dam. And then we're going to say, okay, so now we should say, Ate Maaser V'Yalef Mibachor. So now the Gemara questions and says, wait a minute. Umi afinan kodesh me'adade? Could we really learn maaser from Bechor, from Basar Bechor, and that we learn Basar Bechor from the Dam of Bechor, that it can't be eaten in Yerushalayim? But, and as, now we're going to basically say, let me make it very clear. The whole question here was, what was Rabbi Yishmael thinking, that he thought that Bechor was obvious to him and Maaser wasn't? And in the end, he learned, well, we are going to learn from Bechor to Maaser from the Hekesh and the Pasuk. And that's because, Kedusha Rishona Kitshala Shatava Lo Kitshala Atid Lavo. And what if you had a case, therefore, where you started doing it before and then you didn't eat the meat yet, right? You did the dam, you didn't eat the meat. Now you want to know, can you eat the meat, right? Even though there's no Kedusha anymore, or since there's no Kedusha anymore, maybe you could eat it. So now they say, no, you can't eat it because since, if the dam was there, you wouldn't be allowed to zorek, you wouldn't be allowed to sprinkle the blood. Therefore, you can't eat the meat. So now, and from there, and Bechor Maaser wasn't so obvious, but we're going to learn from the Hekesh and the Pasuk, because they're juxtaposed, we're going to learn Maaser from Bechor. That's Rabbi Yishmael. So now they say, but how could you learn? How can you do this three-process learning, right? You learn dam to basar, right? Dam of Bechor to basar of Bechor, Basar b'b'chor to maaser, to peirot maaser sheni. Why? Umi afin an kodesh me'adani, could you really learn the maaser from b'chor in that case? V'hamar v'yachanan kol ha'torah kula, lamedim lamed min alamed, chutz min ha'kodeshim, she'en lamedim lamed min alamed. If you have a drasha, and then you have another drasha on that drasha, you can do that anywhere you want in the Torah, except for kodeshim. You can't learn from dam to b'chor, to basar, from basar. To Maaser Sheni. So how do we learn it like this? So what are the answer? No, Maaser Sheni. Maaser Chulin Hu. Maaser is Chulin. It's not Hekdesh. And therefore, because Maaser is, the owners can eat it themselves, it's not considered Hekdesh. And we say Maaser is Mamon Baalim. And therefore, you can learn it. So now they say, well, wait. We said you can't do it in Kodashim. But the Bechor is Kodashim, the Maaser is not. So Hani Chalaman Damar Batar Lamed Azlinan. Does that klal Right? Some people say it goes based on the item you're learning it to, which in this case would be the maaser. That would work. But the one who holds that you can't, the kodashim, the fact that you can't do this in kodashim goes by the one that you're learning it from. Well, then that's hekdesh, that's bechor. So what could you say? Basar v'dam chadam iltahi. We say the fact that we learn from basar v'dam, that's all one, and from there we learn to maaser, and that's how we get it. That's all Rabbi Yishmael's drasha on the hekesh from bechor to maaser. Like I said, there's going to be four ways to darsh in this hekesh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, we haven't yet gotten to our answer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yachol Yale Adam Bechor Michutz La'aretz La'aretz Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam V'yakrivenu. You might have thought that you could bring, that's exactly the question we had. Remember, our Mishnah said, you can bring Bechor to La'aretz Michutz La'aretz, and here Rabbi Akiva is going to say, like the Mishnah in Chala, that you can't. You might have thought that you can bring Bechor from Chutz La'aretz La'aretz Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, and you can sacrifice it. Talmud Lamar, so now we learn, since Maser Degancha is only true for fruits of Eretz Israel, likewise, we're going to say that that Bechor is only true for Bechorot of Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz La'aretz. So now we already have our answer. Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't darshan this, must learn that it's okay, and therefore he matches our Mishnah, and Rabbi Akiva matches the Mishnah in Chala about Ben and Tiginu, so they wouldn't accept his Bechor. In the meantime, though, we're going to continue with two more drashot about this, how we're going to darshan this pasuk. Ben Azay Omer, Yachom Aleh Maser Sheni V'yachlenu Bechol HaRo'eh. Maybe Maser Sheni doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim itself. Maybe it could be eaten from any place where you can see Yerushalayim. V'dinhu, and it would be logical. Why? One could say, Bechor ta'un hava'at makom, u'maser ta'un hava'at makom. Ma bechorin o'nechal ele lefni min achoma, af maserin o'nechal ele lefni min achoma. Why don't we learn this from Bechor? Just like Bechor has to be eaten within the walls, Maser also needs to be eaten within the walls. But then they say, no, it's different. Bechor, why? Just like we said before. Ma lebechor shechein ta'un matan damim v'imuim legabei mizbech. Tomar b'maser delo. Right? The bechor is something unique that maser doesn't, a special chumrah that needs matan damim and imurim, and that's why it needs walls. Talmud lomar, therefore, where are we going to learn the answer from? V'achalta lefnei Hashem elokecha maser degan chavati roshchav yitzarecha u'bekorop achar chavetzonecha makish maser lebechor. Ma bechor eno nechal elefni menachoma. We're going to learn from that pasuk, the hekesh that juxtaposes them, that just like Bechor has to be eaten within the walls, also maser within the walls, and not from where you can see. Now they're going to question, my kashile, why did he even think you could? Dekamar yachol. What was he thinking when he said, maybe you would think this? Amarta ho ilutnam, because it says in the Mishnah, ein ben shilo li Yerushalayim ela shebishilo, uchlim kodshim kalim u'maser sheni b'chol haro'eh. Ubi Yerushalayim lifni min achoma. When the difference between Shiloh when the Mishkan was around and Yerushalayim is that in Shiloh you could eat kodshim kalim and maser sheni as long as you could see Yerushalayim, but in Yerushalayim you have to eat lifni min achoma. V'kan v'kan kodshi kodshim lifni min aklaim. Both in Yerushalayim and in Shiloh, kodshi kodshim had to be eaten within the walls that were surrounding either the Mishkan or the Beit Hamikdash, the azarah of the Beit Hamikdash. Now, according to this, ma'u detemi Yerushalayim. You might have thought, therefore, in Yerushalayim, when it comes to Maser Sheni, maybe Ro'eh would be okay, just like it was in the time of Shiloh. Kamash Malan, therefore, he taught us from the Hekesh that it's not. Last Trasha, Achirim Orim Yachol Yehe Bechor Shavrash Nato, Kipsulei Mukdashim V'Yipasel. You might have thought that a Bechor that is no longer a year old would be like it has a mum, because since it can't be sacrificed anymore, maybe it's like it has a mum, and you can already eat it without having to wait till it gets a mum. Tamud lomar, because it's already pasul for sacrifice. Tamud lomar, maaser degan chavati rosh chavi yitzarecha. Mekish bechor la maaser. Here we're going to learn, according to this drasha, it's the opposite of all the others. We're going to learn from maaser to bechor. Ma maaser ino nifsal mishana lachaverta. Since it's always the same, it doesn't get disqualified from one year to another. Af bechor ino nifsal mishana lachaverta. Now we're going to have to question, so if they learn it from there, right, and Rabbanan and all the other rabbis, the three opinions we saw, the three Zkenim, all learned it from all learned other things from that pasuk, where are they going to learn this halacha from? Ula Rabbanan demachile l'tam achrina mishana l'chavertam minalehu. The rabbis, the other three who learn other things from that pasuk, how are they going to learn this halacha? Nafgan lehu milifnei Hashem lekecha tochlenu shana b'shana. They learn it from the pasuk about Bachor, where it says you eat it before Hashem year by year. That teaches you that it's not disqualified from one year to the other, and you have to wait till it gets a moon until you can eat it. So if the rabbis learned it from that pasuk, what are they going to do with that pasuk? They learn from that pasuk something different. Theoretically, you can eat the bechor one day in this year and one day in the next year. How would that be? Teaches you that the bechor meat can be eaten 2 days and the night in between those 2 days, meaning the day of sacrificing and the day after, which theoretically could come out in 2 different years. So now, since Rabbanan used shana b'shana to teach the other halacha, where are they going to learn this from? Where did they get it from? Because they say it's like the meat of the bechor, b'saram yelecha kechazeh atnufa ukeshot katruma, which is the meat that they get, the kohanim get from the korban shlamim, and a korban shlamim is eaten for 2 days and one night in between. Therefore, we learn that the bechor is eaten the same way. Hadron alach elu kodashim, and we'll start the next parak on Shabbat's daf will be the next parak.